Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, entertainment critic Howard Rosenberg will join us. We're going to talk about all the latest movies and a whole lot more. It's going to be a wild half hour on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the whole show Howard Rosenberg, former entertainment critic for broadcasters in Northern Nevada for 23 years, second longest serving entertainment critic when you retired from doing that. I want to ask you a question. What is wrong with Peter Jackson? Oh my God, can he not make a movie in 90 minutes? I mean, sheesh. So far, I have invested 15 hours of my life about a book I've never read. Okay, I saw all of the Lord of the Rings. I've seen the first two Hobbit movies now. There's another one coming. What is wrong with him?
Nothing. He's making billions of dollars.
Yes, he is.
Hello? Where's the problem here? He doesn't care whether you care about it or not. Other people do.
All right, so what is the draw of this? Because I'm not a person who's necessarily into elves and dwarves dragons.
You are into Babylon 5.
Oh, yes.
And things like that. It's the same thing. There is a consistency. The characters are familiar. You almost know what they're going to do. You just aren't sure how they're going to do it. All of that, it's the Star Trek phenomenon. There's a certain sense of, I know this is going to turn out okay. All the vicissitudes we can get through. Let's see what happens.
And the reality is, and I'm kidding, of course, about Peter Jackson because he's a genius. But, you know, a lot of television shows have got 110 episodes. Mm-hmm. So that's 110 hours by comparison with 15 hours. But, this latest movie, The Hobbit, the second in the series, is phenomenal. The quality
yes.
of the, you know, my wife is pointing out the dragon. You know, in the older movies, you would see a dragon for a couple of seconds from a distance.
Yes.
This thing is a major star in the movie.
Yeah, it is the star in the movie. That's it. As it would have been if it were for real back then. Nobody cared about anybody else. Where's the dragon? If he ain't in the sky and he ain't around us, good, let's relax.
People are always worried about the kids, and they're worried about the kids reading. And yet...
I wish I had that to worry about.
But the reality is that there are a lot of kids that have been reading Tolkien. A lot of kids are reading The Hunger Games. We just watched the second episode in that series. Tell me the draw on that.
Kids have very dark imaginations these days. It's not...
What do you mean?
I'm not... Sam, you know, we don't talk about what we're going to talk about before we come on the air. So for me, it's, you know...
This is called a conversation.
It's a little hard, but when I was a kid, it was goblins and fairies and that kind of thing. Today, it's the darker side. What's coming up from Middle Earth? What's coming up from below Middle Earth? Kids tend to look... Well, look at the world today. What do they hear? What do they see on television? People walking into a school and shooting somebody. What is that all about? Why would somebody do that? How do parents explain to children how this happens? And they get bombarded with it over and over again. Sparks Middle School, the thing that just happened in...
Renown Medical Center.
Colorado.
Oh, Colorado, okay.
And then Renown Medical Center. This is their world. They're bombarded with it. They don't have to read the newspapers. Turn on television. Every 5 seconds, there's another announcement of something ghastly happening. Or the weather has gone completely insane. Now, is the weather really insane? I doubt it. I think that we just report it more. By the same token, what if it is going completely crazy? What if there is really climate change? Although how anybody could doubt that, I don't know. But again, it's that kind of thing. These kids live in a world where information is instantaneous. There is nothing that buffers them from it. You can't protect them. Because they sit with the little telephone and they go like this.
Right, but you know what? My parents grew up in World War II. Okay, their parents grew up in World War One. I mean, they were sitting there during the Blitz.
They went through, the kids are going through the same thing. This kind of thing that can happen in their school is like your parents sitting in London waiting for the evening arrival from Berlin. It's the same kind of thing, Sam. And it really makes you very, very, very uncomfortable.
Okay, and so did you see a correlation of dark movies coming out after World War II?
Sure.
Really?
Film noir. Hello? Humphrey Bogart.
I was born in 1952, not 1852. I wasn't
you
there.
Shut up altogether. Nobody asked you. I was not born in 1852. It was 1855. No. Sam, it's the same kind of thing. We tend to jump on something and extend it. People want to see vicariously the horrors that can happen. But when it becomes visceral and you get up close and it begins to imitate what you're seeing in the movies, that scares the hell out of you. And now we have movies in our living room. Your parents didn't have that, neither did mine.
Well, not to the size. I mean, we had the small screen. I mean, we were watching...
Not during World War II you didn't.
No. But
hello?
I was born 7 years after World War II.
Well, I was born before it started.
Let's take a break. More with Howard Rosenberg when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers.
And I don't know what you're laughing about. Rented teeth do not work. So I had to take them out. Now, would you move along, please? Thank you very much.
One of the funniest things I ever saw was my dad and my wife going on the roller coaster at New York, down Las Vegas. My dad was well into his 80s at the time and game for roller coasters. And right before they went off on the ride, he slipped his teeth into his pocket because he only had one pair with him on the trip from England, and he was scared of losing them. So that's my favorite tooth story. Now you're number two.
When one gets into one's 50s, you keep quiet. When one finds things breaking down a bit, but now we have prosthetics. Just I never thought that I'd be one using the blame thing.
Usually we think of that with actors, but never mind. Okay, so I'm going to guess you're going to hate this movie, but prove me wrong. Anchorman 2.
I loathe it.
Of course, why?
Because I cannot stand Will Ferrell.
What? Are you kidding? Elf is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Sam, I'm going to leave now because you obviously have no taste. You are a Philistine from the word go. He is without doubt the most annoying, irritating. Do you know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Howard Rosenberg. Can drive you up a wall. A little bit goes a long way. Sam, why don't we talk about good movies?
Okay, so
have you seen Philomena?
Hang on a second.
Have you seen Philomena? I'm taking the show away from you, Sam.
We'll get back to it. Did you not think that the free advertising part of Anchorman 2 has been brilliant, that they have literally gotten millions and millions of dollars of free advertising by Will Ferrell being in character of Ron Burgundy, going around and actually doing newscasts? I mean, he's been everywhere.
I know. Isn't it wonderful? It's called product placement, Sam.
Uh-huh.
It's all planned out.
Right.
It's all been thought out. None of it is just off the top. As it's supposed to be, no. It bores the living daylights out of me.
You know what's funny?
I want substance,
okay.
Sam.
Okay, so what's funny...
Don't you want substance? Where are we? Which camera will we be on here?
What's funny is when you take a comedian out of character and then put him on a set as himself, Will Ferrell is boring in the regular interviews.
No. You have to understand something. What you see on the screen is the real Will Ferrell. He's acting off the screen. There is no difference between the two of them. But he's making $1 million being obnoxious.
Why can't I do that? I can be obnoxious so easily. One of the things I have to point out is that Howard and I used to get irritated with Howard years ago when he would burn all of my favorite people like Chevy Chase and folks like that. And then I finally discovered, he said to me, the reason that I do this criticism is I want people to come and talk to me and give me their opinion.
Yeah.
So it's so much fun to talk about movies. Tell me about Philomena. I don't know anything about it.
It is wonderful. Judi Dench and Steve Coogan. Now, you ought to know Steve Coogan. He's British. He's a British comedian, I'm told, who wrote this film. It's about a woman who had a child out of wedlock. And in those days, in England, you were taken to the convent. The nuns took care of you. You gave birth to the child. You worked for a certain amount of time to pay the nuns back. And then the child was given up for adoption. And, well, this lady is 50 years older. She wants to know what happened to the child. The nuns will tell her nothing. She has been everywhere trying to find the kid. What she's going to do once she finds him, she has no idea. But she needs to see this child to say, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for this to happen. And it's Judi Dench, but not playing Judi Dench. She's wonderful. And the Steve Coogan is brilliant. He is so restrained. He gives her the film. But she has brains enough to make it us, not me. And it's a perfectly gorgeous piece of work.
Is it in the theaters now?
Yes.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
So Philomena is a movie to go see. We caught up on, you know, one of the things I like about Netflix is that when new movies come out and I don't have time to go see them, I just put them on my Netflix list. Mm-hmm. And then a year later when it shows up, because the list is so long, I've forgotten completely why I put it on the list. But we watched Quartet the other day.
Brilliant.
Oh, my goodness.
Brilliant. Even Maggie Smith, who always plays Maggie Smith, was brilliant. Absolutely
wonderful. And Dustin Hoffman directed
the
movie.
Yes, yes, and he did a phenomenal job. It came off of the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. It's that same kind of thing. Beautifully done. Collins. She was Shirley Valentine, appears in the film, and she is brilliant as an older singer just going into Alzheimer's. It can break your heart, but it's not a downer.
No.
It's intermittent, and when she's out of it, you can see she's okay for the time being. It'll happen again, but she'll handle it.
You know, I'm not going to spoil the ending for anybody that hasn't seen it, but it's a brilliant ending.
Yes.
Because it ends exactly when you think it's not going to.
It has surprises. You know, there are those of us that are old enough that we worry about, you know, I reach for a word now and again, and it's not there. And it's always been there. I look at an actor in a book, and I can't remember who it is. It takes me a couple of minutes. It comes. But I know that as I get older, it may not come quite that quickly. And it's scary. It really is frightening.
You know what neurologists have told me is that it's all there. You just have to not stress about getting that information out. If you talk about something else or do something else,
it'll come to you.
Let's take a break.
Okay, go ahead.
We've got to make some money here, all right? Just relax. We'll be right back.
Here, I'll give you a dollar. Shut up and stop bothering me so we can...
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
It's big, really big. 2019. Big numbers and big savings throughout the store.
This Thursday, the day after Christmas, for 12 big hours, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Get 0% interest financing until 2019.
On living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms. That's right, zero till 2019.
Plus, get same-day delivery.
It's one big, really big offer. Starting Thursday, the day after Christmas at 9 a.m. More furniture for less.
Watch Lawyers, Guns, and Money with criminal defense attorney David Houston every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 on KRNV News 4. Never-ending conflicts in the Middle East. That's the subject this Sunday when Dr. Ty Cobb stops by to discuss the interim agreement with Iran and offer possible solutions and answers. This is a show you won't want to miss. Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. Join criminal defense attorney David Houston this Sunday afternoon at 3:30 here on KRNV News 4.
Do your cabinets look worn out and outdated? They work fine, but they don't look fine. What do you do to make them look new again? Call Enhance, the revolutionary affordable way to renew your cabinets and wood floors in Sparks. Enhance in just one day could have your cabinets or floors look new again. Enhance can change the color of your cabinets too for so much less than buying new. Look at these before and after photos. Amazing in just one day. Call Enhance at Sparks now for free in-home consultation at 358-8808.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, I have interviewed presidents, vice presidents, governors, and nobody has tried to steal the show as much as you have.
I'm not trying to steal it, I'm stealing it.
Exactly. Before we get to other topics, my director said we need to have you talk about Peter O'Toole.
Peter O'Toole, Lawrence of Arabia. I liken him very much to Orson Welles. He did his magnum opus when he was at his youngest, Lawrence of Arabia, like with Orson Welles it was Citizen Kane. How do you top it? One of my favorite films in the world is My Favorite Year. It's the most wonderfully warm and real situation that I've ever seen, and it was happening to Peter O'Toole at the time. He was playing himself. And it's a loss. It's a major loss.
This past year seems to me, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, to have been a great year for movies.
Yes. Yes, it has.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's the 1939 syndrome. Every now and again, everything comes together. The planets are in the right alignment. Louis B. Mayer is up where he belongs, and all of this stuff just comes together. Sam, if we could orchestrate it, then we could orchestrate anything. But so much of it is chance. You never know. The biggest variable in the world is your audience. You don't know where they are, where they're coming from, what they're going to bring to the party. Most people don't understand. Movies are a shared experience. You don't go there and wait for it to come to you. You've got to meet it halfway. If you don't know the referent that they're talking about, what it means to the people that have made the film and what it's supposed to mean to you, then there's no connection. And when there's no connection, you got a bad movie.
You bring up an interesting point, because I always feel that when I watch a TV program or a movie, if I can't connect and like at least one of the characters, then I'm not going to enjoy that movie. But every once in a while, one comes along where everybody is a complete jerk, and yet it's a brilliant
movie. It's a brilliant movie. Sam, I always tell my students the same thing when we start a film class. Have you ever gone to a movie that you know is a bad movie? I mean, it is stupid, it is dumb, it has no redeeming significance at all, and you loved every single minute of it, as opposed to I send you to see the best movie that's ever been made, and you say, what does he see in this piece of junk? What the hell is that all about? The only thing we can do is we both go to see the movie. Then we talk about it. But how many times have you gone to a movie with Bonnie or with a friend, and you come out of the movie and you're talking about the movie, you've both sat next to one another watching the movie, and it suddenly dawns on you that your friend who was sitting next to you didn't see the same movie that you did.
Right.
What is that all about? Hello?
Had a thrill going back to D.C. to interview the congressional delegation and got to watch The Butler in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my. Oh, my. That must have been something.
It was. It's an extraordinary film, and it tells dual stories, which I thought was very clever.
The way they folded it.
Yes.
It's a masterful job of editing. It really and truly is. It is good, really good.
And the director, who has made movies in the past that I was not so keen on, but this was a masterpiece.
You never know what's going to come out, Sam. The director of a film is stuck. He's looking at it and trying to anticipate what you're going to see. How can you do that? You're not there. You're not there to react. Making a comedy. How do you know if it's funny? Yeah, maybe everybody on the set is hysterical. But if they are, then you have to do the takeover again because their reaction is fed into the microphones. So they can't laugh. So what do they do? Go like, and then you know, oh, goody, I've got a hit.
By the way, for the folks on the radio, Howard just did a fake silent laugh there.
Oh, okay. I never thought of that.
Binge viewing. What do you think about this? Where instead of people waiting week by week and then having to wait a year for the next series, all of a sudden you want to watch Downton Abbey, you can watch all four.
2,857 episodes.
Right.
All at once.
Right.
It's one long soap opera. No, thank you.
Really?
No.
You don't like that?
No, absolutely not.
Even as you get older and you forget what happened last week?
What are you talking about, getting older? What are you? I don't know what you're talking about. Sam, 79 is not old.
No, but seriously.
It's so, ancient is so, what it is.
No, so if you get turned on to a new series and you have the episodes available to you on Netflix or wherever, you won't watch
Sam,
a bunch of
Sam, this is going to come as a shock to you. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I sit down in the chair. I turn the television set off. And I read a book, a real book, Sam, not a Kindle or a Nook or whatever the hell they're calling them this week. I love reading. I really do. And you know something? It enriches an experience when I go to the movie. Not the movie of the book, just watching the difference between what I get from the written word. I remember talking to Frank Capra years ago, and he said to me, Howard, you got to understand something. I don't see words. I see images. As I'm reading. And I've been trying to do that ever since. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
And that's where we have to leave it. Howard Rosen.
Oh, well.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Merry Christmas.
And to you, too.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Welcome to Toyotathon. How can I help?
Hey, Jan. I love the Tundra I got last year. I'm here to get the new one.
The new redesign is pretty tough.
Tundra's the toughest truck I've ever had. My son's getting my old one.
Sweet. Am I getting the boat, too?
During Toyotathon, get great deals like $1,000 cash back on the newly redesigned 2014 Tundra. Or lease one for just $309 a month. Toyota, let's go places.
Are you looking for fun and excitement, plus action and adrenaline that won't break the bank? You found it. The all-new PBR Velocity Tour. The most dangerous 8 seconds in sports. Saturday night, January 18th at Lawler Event Center. This is the PBR like never before. In a world-class bull riding spectacular. Tickets start at just $15. Get them now at MyNevadaTickets.com. Brace yourself, Reno. This is Velocity.
Nevada Dream Tags offer you a once-in-a-lifetime hunting opportunity. A Dream Tag allows you to hunt big game right here in Nevada. 5 species, any season, any unit. Go to nvdreamtag.org today and get your shot at the hunt of a lifetime. Proceeds from Dream Tag sales go back into wildlife and habitat. Since September 2012, Nevada Dream Tags have given back well over $300,000 to wildlife. For a list of projects, go to nvdreamtag.org.
This year, I want our big finish clearance sale to be big.
No matter how much money it costs you,
I want it
big.
It's the Reno Dodge Big Finish Clearance Sale with huge savings. We're taking another $1,000 off all advertised prices. Now, save over $8,000 on a new 2014 Ram 1500 Hemi Quad Cab. Just $29,000 even. Now, save over $8,000 on a new 2014 Dodge Avenger. Just $17,000 even. It's the Reno Dodge Big Finish Clearance Sale.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal.
Nobody.
On our next broadcast, we'll be talking new media with Melissa Carlson of News 4. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.